Blog Talk Radio.
Hanukkah, Hanukkah Sameach, joyful, 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 Maccabee fighting holiday, good fight, resisting assimilation to the Babylon system. Yes, I, Maccabees, get up, stand up, and fight right here, here, here. Here we have day seven of the Hanukkah, Maccabee, Rastafari, Maccabee, fighting Isla days right here, here in the season, in the dark, so-called winter moons, here in the darkest time of the year, lighting the light, keeping the lights lit right here, and the Shabbat here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Miketz, Shalom. Senbet bechualam, at the end, yes, I, even right here, at the end of the Western Gentile Gregorian year, let's ride up, right here, first words from the Liturgy of His Divine Majesty, what is said on the Saturdays, the Sabbath day, Shabbat.
Kulatanya, Edame, Yemibad, said on Saturday. The Sabbath. Meskel abra, the kokvoch samayin asgeta, kohulum ahayin asaye, meskel abra, the kokvoch samayin asgeta. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars of all. The sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars. Full of stars. Full of stars.
I, your children, overstand the allegory, overstand the metaphor. Overstand what the metaphor is for. Yeah, I didn't tell you that right there. Yeah. Rastafari children. Psalm 74, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, in the perfect alignment here, as above, so below on this earthly plane. National lamentation, looking at the Maccabee fighting holidays right here. Like to share this right here for day seven, lining up with royal order, Psalm 74.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
And stay tuned for more on Ethiopia. Right, hidden in the Western Gentile versions in today's daily psalm, but right here, double I.
Oh, yeah.
Hear today's daily psalm. Today's psalm, Mizmor Ein Dalet. Psalm 74. Hear the Midrash. Study on today's psalm, Mizmor Ein Dalet. Maskil of Asa. O God, why hast thou cast us off forever? Why doth thine anger smoke against the flock of thy pasture? Remember thy congregation, that thou didst make thine own of old. If you hear today's song, Psalm 74, Hebraic Greek, verses 1-2. Masiki le asah lama Elohim zanachita lanetzah ye ishana peka bishon marhi peka zikara etateka anita edem masiki la masiki le asah of asah. Lama Elohim, oh Elohim, Lama, Lama, why? Lama Elohim, Zanachta, Lanetzach, why? Oh Elohim, hast thou thy cast us for forever? Lama Elohim, Zanachta, Lanetzach, why? Why doth thine anger smoke against the flock of thine? Yet it shine up the car, it's on Mariteka. Yet it shine smoking up the car, the eyes anger. Yet it shine up the car, it's on against the flock. Mariteka, 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 thy past, Zikor, Edateka, Anita, Edem, remember, Zikor, Edateka, Edateka, thy congregation, aggregation, Edateka, Zikor, Edateka, Anita, Anita, has gotten the eye male, having gotten Anita, or in the translation, didst thou didst make thine own, thou didst make thine own, Anita, Edom, from the Edom of old, the Edom, also in the sense break with the east, but in this context, that thou hast gotten of old, Anita Edem. Masikil le'asa, lama Elohim, zanachta, zanetha, ye'ishana peka, tis'on mariteka, masikil of asa, here. Elsewhere, this is what scripture says, even in Yirmiyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah 15:15. Remember me and think of me and avenge me of my persecutors. Take me not away in thy long suffering. Ata yada ita yawa zakrein uafatein. There he knock Emilia, mayor of fight. Alla le recapica, tia cahini, da'a sine, tia leca, herba. Thou, O Jehovah, he who be who he be knowest. Ata, yada ita, Yahuwah. Remember me, remember I, Zakrein, and think of me, and think of I, Uafakdeini, and visit I, think of I, Fakdeini, Wichinakem, Li, Nerodfai, and avenge me. Vehinakem, avenge Lee for me, Meirodfai, avenge I of my persecutors, of my pursuers, from my pursuers may refine. My persecutors for prosecuting. We're in the family, may refine. Ala the rekateka, tia kaheni, take me not away because of thy long suffering. Ala le rekateka, tia kaheni, know that for thy sake, da'a, seneti aleka, kherpa, for thy sake I have suffered taunts. I've suffered reproach, kherpa, taunts, because aleka, for the eye's sake, da, sineti, aleka, kherpa. Hear, Yirmiyahu, remember I, and think of I, and avenge I of my persecutors, my false prosecutors. Take me not away in thy long suffering. Thou, I art long suffering. Erek up by ye, as is said, thou, O Lord, art long suffering. Even in Mizmor, Psalm 86, verse 15. V'ata Adonai. El rachuma vechanun rekapayim averava chesed veemet. But thou the eye, we'ata Adonai, O Adonai, El rachum, or an El, true good, true God, a source of strength, power, full of compassion. El rachum. With Hanun and gracious Hanun, Rekapayim, slow to anger or long suffering, Rekapayim, long nose, slow to anger. On translation, hear long suffering, Rekapayim, with Rab Chesed and plenty, enough Rab. With Rab Chesed in mercy, with Amen and Emet and truth. With Ata Adonai, El Rahum, with Hanun, Rekapayim, with Rab Chesed, with Amen. Wow, we, I and I, that are born of woman, are short of patience. As is said even in Eob, in Job chapter 14, verse 1. Man that is born of woman is a few days and full of anger. Adama, Yelud, Isha, Isara, Yamim, Ahua, Seva, Rogez. Man that is born of woman, Adam, Yelud, Isha, Adam that is born of woman, Adam, Yelud, to be born, Isha, of the Isha woman, Adam, Yelud, Isha, Kitzar Yamin is a few days, Kitzar Yamin, Kitzar Yamin, Ua, Seba, Useba, Roges, and full and insatiated, Seba, 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 full, Roges, full of trouble, Adam, Yelud Isha, Kitzar Yamim, Ua Seva'a Roges. But if thou, the I, lettest, permittest us, I, suffer long too, nothing will be left of us, nothing will be left of I, and we and I shall die. So to Asaph said, O God, why hast thou cast us off forever? Lama Elohim zanachta lanetzach? Why? Lama? Elohim, Sana Chisa, Lanetta, casting I and I off, Zanachta, Zanachta, Lanetta, to the Netta, forever, forever. And he continued, why does the smoke of thine anger rise up even now about thy presence, about thy perception? Why? Yet ishan apika bishon mariteka. Why doth thine anger smoke against the flock of thy pasture? That is, why dost thou hide thy face from me, from us? Like a man that hides his face from the smoke. And again, Asa asks, how long wilt thou smoke against the prayer of thy people? Yo, Elohim Tzvaot, Ad Matai, Ashanta, Bia Tefilat Ameka. O he who be, who he be, Elohim of hosts of armies. Yo, Elohim Tzvaot, how long? Ad Matai, Ad Matai, Ad Matai, how long wilt thou be angry? Wilt thou smoke Ashanta against the prayer? Be a tefillat, be tefillat against the tefillat, against the prayer of Mecca, against the prayer of Mecca, against the prayer of thy people, Yahuwah, Elohim Tzvaot. Admatai Ashanta, be a tefillat, Mecca. The I people, Ameka, that is the sheep of thy pasture, the flock of thy pasture, whom thou hast forgotten. Remember thy congregation, the I aggregation, that thou, the I male, didst make thine own of old. Zikor, Dateka, Anita, Adam, Zikor, Dateka. Remember, Zikor, Dateka, the I aggregation, the I testimony. Edateka, Edateka, the I testimony. The aggregation, the Hebrew, you bring with you, the testimony. Aggregation, true aggregation is those who have a true witness of that teka, the core of that teka. Anita, Adam,
a strong man, an upright man,
Adam,
that is a dreadlocked man. I am an African black man.
Anita, Adam, of the Adam. Of old, of the ancient, the Adam. What does the phrase Adam prove? What does the phrase Adam, here translated as old, of old, Adam, what does it prove? That before the world was created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, had made the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, of the Sar of El, the mighty prince of the Almighty, Yasharel, the upright of the Almighty, one who sees the true good, the true God, the
just
Almighty, B'nai Yisrael,
please call me African rule.
Just call me African Baruch Hashem had made
I was born
the
and raised in the ghetto with the blood of African
the world was created. As so, is said even in Psalm 90 verses 1 to 2, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, were bursted or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world. Hear, hear, hear. Mizmor Adai, Adai, Psalm 90, Moshe, Ish Ha'Elohim, Tefillah LeMoshe, Ish Ha'Elohim, a prayer, Tefillah of Moshe, LeMoshe, Ish, the man, true man, Ish Ha'Elohim.
I was born and raised in the ghetto with the blood of African
Jews.
So you can always call me.
Adonai, thou hast been Einai dwelling place in all generations. Adonai, Maona, Ata, Haita, Lan, Bidor, Wador. Before the mountains were brought forth, Bit Arem, Harima, Yiladu. Before the mountains were birthed, Bit Arem, Hari, Yiladu. Wate cholel eretza tevel. Forever thou hast formed, wate cholel formed eretz, the earth, the earthly plane, with tevel and the world and inhabitable portion. Ume olam ada olam, even from everlasting eternity. Me olam ada olam, to the olam, to the eternity. Ata, I may el, ata el, I is el, true good.
Psalm 74. O God, why hast thou cast us off forever? Why doth thine anger smoke against the sheep of thy pasture? Remember thy congregation, which thou hast purchased of old, the rod of thine inheritance, which thou hast redeemed, this Mount Zion, wherein thou hast dwelt. Lift up thy feet unto the perpetual desolations, even all that the enemy hath done wickedly in the sanctuary. Thine enemies roar in the midst of thy congregations. They set up their ensigns for signs. A man was famous according as he had lifted up axes upon the thick trees. But now they break down the carved work thereof at once with axes and hammers. They have cast fire into thy sanctuary. They have defiled by casting down the dwelling place of thy name to the ground. They said in their hearts, "Let us destroy them together." They have burned up all the synagogues of God in the land. We see not our signs. There is no more any prophet, neither is there among us any that knoweth. How long? How long? How long? How long? O God, how long shall the adversary reproach? Shall the enemy blaspheme thy name forever? Why withdrawest thou thy hand, even thy right hand? Pluck it out of thy bosom. For God is my King of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. Thou didst divide the sea by thy strength. Thou breakest the heads of the dragons in the waters. Thou breakest the heads of Leviathan in pieces, and gavest him to be meat to the people inhabiting the wilderness.
Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia.
Thou didst cleave the fountain and the flood. Thou driedst up mighty rivers. The day is thine, the night also is thine. Thou hast prepared the light and the sun. Thou hast set all the borders of the earth. Thou hast made summer and winter. Remember this, that the enemy hath reproached, O Lord, and that the foolish people have blasphemed thy name. O deliver not the soul of thy turtle dove unto the multitude of the wicked. Forget not the congregation of thy poor forever. Have respect unto the covenant. For the dark places of the earth are fully of the habitations of cruelty. O let not the oppressed return ashamed. Let the poor and needy praise thy name. Arise, O God, plead thine own cause. Remember how the foolish man reproacheth thee daily. Forget not the voice of thine enemies. The tumult of those that rise up against thee increaseth continually, 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 continually.
Passages of Scripture should guide our public policy. Should we go with Leviticus, which suggests...
When I say more, you say fire! More!
Which passages of Scripture should guide our public policy? Should we go with Leviticus, which suggests slavery is okay? Or we could go with Deuteronomy, which suggests stoning your child if he strays from the faith? Or should we just stick to the Sermon on the Mount, a passage that is so radical that it's doubtful that our own Defense Department would survive its application?
Wait, perfect, blessed, Messiah, Messiah.
The struggle of the Maccabees was perhaps the ultimate battle for religious freedom. Since the time of Judah, the flames kindled in Hanukkah candles around the world each year represent a fight for spirituality. It is a battle that resonates from antiquity until the modern day, not only for the followers of Judaism, but for the faithful of all the world's great religions.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
On the seventh day, Elishama the son of Ammihud, prince of the children of Ephraim, offered. His offering was one silver charger, the weight whereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, one golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, one kid of the goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Elishama, the son of Ammihud. On the eighth day, offered Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur, prince of the children of Manasseh. His offering was one silver charger of the weight of 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, one golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, one kid of the goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur, the son of Pedazur, the son of Pedazur, the son of Pedazur.
Oh, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God, before God, before God, before God.
Just Rastafari. Just Rastafari. Rastafari.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important?
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch abba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
ata Adonai. Baruch Rabba Yerushalayim.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The fourth book of Maccabees, chapter 7. A comparison of a mother's and father's affection. In this chapter are some mountain peaks of eloquence. O reason of the sons, lord over the passions, O religion that was dearer to the mother than her children, the mother having two choices before her, religion and the present saving alive of her seven sons, according to the tyrant's promise, love, rather religion, which saveth to eternal life according to Elohim. Oh, how may I express the passionate love of parents for children? We stamp a marvelous likeness of our soul and of our shape on the tender nature of the child, and most of all, through the mother's sympathy with her children being deeper than the father's. For women are softer of soul than men, and the more children they bear, the more do they abound in love for them. But of all mothers, she of the seven sons abounded in love beyond the rest, seeing that having in seven child bearings felt maternal tenderness for the fruit of her womb, and having been constrained because of the many pangs in which she bore each to a close affection, she nevertheless, through the reverence of Elohim, rejected the present safety of her children. Ay, and more than that, through the moral beauty and goodness of her sons and their obedience to HaTorah and their obedience to the law, her maternal love for them was made stronger. For they were just and temperate and brave and great-souled and lovers of each other and of their mother in such manner that they obeyed her in the keeping of the law even to death. But nevertheless, though she had so many temptations to yield to her maternal instincts, in no single instant did the dreadful variety of tortures have power to alter her reason. But the mother urged each son, separately and altogether, to die for their religion. O holy nature and parental love, and yearning of parents for offspring, and wages of nursing, and unconquerable affection of mothers. The mother, seeing them, one by one, racked and burned, remain unshaken in soul for religion's sake. She saw the flesh of her sons being consumed in the fire, and the extremities of their hands and feet scattered on the ground, and the flesh coverings torn off from their heads right to their cheeks, strewn about like masks. O mother, who now knew sharper pains than the pains of labor? O woman, alone among women, the fruit of whose womb was perfect religion. Thy firstborn giving up the spirit did not alter thy resolution, nor thy second, looking with eyes of pity on thee under his tortures, nor thy third, breathing out his spirit. Neither did thou weep when thou beheldest the eyes of each amid the torments, looking boldly on the anguish, and sawest in their quivering nostrils the signs of approaching death. When thou sawest the flesh of one son being severed after the flesh of another, and hand after hand being cut off, and head after head being flayed, and corpse cast upon corpse, and the place crowded with spectators on account of the tortures of thy children, thou sheddest not a tear. Not the melodies of sirens nor the songs of swans with sweet sound do so charms the hearer's ears as sounded the voices of the sons speaking to the mother from amid the tortures. How many and how great were the tortures with which the mother was tormented while her sons were being tortured, were torments of rack and fire. But inspired reason lent her heart a man's strength under her passion of suffering, and exalted her to make no account of the present yearnings of mother love. And although she saw the destruction of her seven children, and the many and varied forms of their torments, the noble mother willingly surrendered them through faith in Elohim. For she beheld in her own mind, even as if it had been cunning advocates in a council chamber, nature and parenthood, and mother love, and children on the rack. And it was as if she, the mother, having the choice between two votes and the cease of her children, one for their death and one to save them alive, thereupon regarded not the saving of her seven sons for a little time, but as a true daughter of Abraham called to mind his God-fearing courage. O mother of the race, vindicator of our law, defender of our religion, and winner of the prize in the struggle within thyself, O woman, nobler to resist than men, and braver than warriors to endure, for as the ark of Noah, with the whole living world for her burden in the world-whelming deluge, did withstand the mighty surges, so thou, the keeper of the law, beaten upon every side by the surging waves of the passions, and strained as strong blasts by the tortures of thy sons, didst nobly weather the storm that assailed thee for religion's sake. Thus, then, if one both a woman and advanced in years, and the mother of seven sons, endured the sight of her children being tortured to death, the inspired reason must confessedly be supreme ruler over the passions. I have proved accordingly that not only have men triumphed over their sufferings, but that a woman also has despised the most dreadful tortures, and not so fierce were the lions around Daniel, not so hot was the burning fiery furnace of Mishael, as burned in her the instinct of motherhood at the sight of her seven sons being tortured. But by her religion-guided reason, the mother quenched her passions, many and strong as they were. For there is this also to consider, that had the woman been weak of spirit, despite her motherhood, she might have wept over them, and perchance spoken thus: Ah, thrice wretched me, and more than thrice wretched, seven children have I borne, and am left childless, In vain was I seven times with child, and to no profit was my 10 months burden. Seven times born and fruitless have been my nursings, and sorrowful my sucklings. In vain for you, O my sons, did I endure the many pains of labor, and the more difficult cares of your upbringing. Alas, for my sons, that some were yet unwed, and those that were wedded had begotten no children. I shall never see children of yours, nor shall I be called by the name of grandparent. Ah, me, that had many beautiful children, and am a widow and desolate in my woe. Neither will there be any son to bury me when I am dead, but the holy and Elohim reverencing mother. Wail not for this lamentation over any one of them. Neither besought she any to escape death, nor lamented over them as dying men, but as though she had a soul of adamant and were bringing forth the number of her sons for a second time into immortal life. She besought rather and entreated of them that they should die for religion's sake. O mother, warrior of Elohim in the cause of religion, O then a woman, thou didst both defeat the tyrant by thy endurance and was found stronger than a man, in deeds as well as words. For verily, when thou was put in bonds with thy sons, thou stoodest there seeing Eleazar being tortured, and thou spakest to thy sons in the Hebrew tongue. My sons, noble is thy fight, and do ye, being called thereto, to bear witness for our nation, fight therein zealously on behalf of the law of our fathers. For it would be shameful if, while this aged man endured the agony for religion's sake, you that are young men shrank before the pain. Remember that for the sake of Elohim you have come into the world and have enjoyed life, and therefore you owe it to Elohim to endure all pain for his sake. For whom also our father Abraham made haste to sacrifice his son Isaac, the ancestor of our nation. And Isaac, seeing his father's hand lifting the knife against him, did not shrink. And Daniel, the just man, was cast to the lions. And Ananias, Azarias, and Mishael were flung into the furnace of fire, and they endured for Elohim's sake. And ye also, having the same faith to Elohim, be not troubled, for it were against reason that ye, knowing righteousness, should not withstand the pains. With these words, the mother of the seven encouraged every single one of her sons to die rather than to transgress the ordinance of Elohim. They themselves also knowing well that men dying for Elohim live to Elohim, as live Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the patriarchs.
Give thanks, Ross Iason right there. Maccabees, fourth book of Maccabees, lost books of the Bible, forgotten books of Eden, the eight chapters right there. They're there here for the seventh day of the Rastafari Maccabee fighting holidays, aka Hanukkah, livication, relighting the lights, a light of the true faith of the King of Kings Christ, and resisting the assimilation as the Maccabees did. Yes, I, Rastafari, here, let's ride up, me king.
Blessed be Ab, Ubu, Manfatsadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness. leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty, on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infant cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Selah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Oh, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Glory!
Rastafari, glory! Rastafari, glory! Rastafari.
So here, Maccabees come to fulfillment right here. It's interesting in this season, beginning with the first day, a.k.a. Sunday, according to Gregorian calendar, the first day, which is the first day of the Shavuah, or the strong, as I and I Rastafari say, what the Gentiles call the week. And here we're at day 7, corresponding to the Shabbat and this Torah reading and feeding. And then we have the 8th day coming forward for the Sunday, first day service. But right here, I'd like to get into today's daily psalm just a little bit more, seeing that Ethiopia, right, verse 14 is Ethiopia hidden in the King James Version of the Bible. here, together. Sugar Minor.
The more we are together, the happier we shall be. The more we are together, that's the only way we can be. The only way, that's the only way for you and for me. The more we love one another, the more we'll see each other. The more we love our brother, that's the only way. For you and for me, one way. That's the only way. All we can be, one way. So looking at yourself, you man. So looking at yourself, German. A time you're tackling life. Put jigs out with your finger. Sister and your brother, just fight against your sister. That's the right answer, cha-cha. Oh, oh, no. Oh, oh.
Salam, Om,
Anubia Hierarchy, Jah Royal Creed, Haile Selassie Nisanet, and all Jah Tribe of Judah investors, Jah Eternal Seal of Jah Imperial Majesty of Anubia shall bear witness to all private and foreign matters of Anubia Business Agreement. Only Jah Tribe of Judah investors, named and chosen by Haile Selassie Nisanet, shall receive any of Jah Kebra Nagas royalties, which shall be administered by Haile Selassie I Nisanet. May Jah Rastafari eternally bless I and I.
Afeke Rashal, Jah, Haile Selassie I Nisanet.
Laganto,
www.blogtalkradio.com /discipleshipradio.
Listening to Yeh Yehuda Moah and Besar Radio.
So 2727's clash right here in this 2022 year, right, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. We have the Sabbath, the Shabbat here for Miketz at the end, or Miketz from the end, right? Miketz, get into some of the etymology there. Shabbat, Miketz in the Hebrew, Senbet, Bechualam, Bechualam, Bechualam. And afterwards, right? Speaking about after those two full years, or in the Hebrew, two full days. But that's not the point right here. Let's touch on today's daily psalm, Psalm 74, then right up to Alio here for this 10th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. So here in the Maccabee fighting holidays, here we come to day 7. And according to the royal order and the calendar, the daily psalms, we have an alignment here, right? So we have the lunar and the solar, you know, the calendar, the wheel and telling time, because Daniel prophecy gives us a heads up. For they shall seek to change times and laws. So have to be on divine time. So right here in the divine timing, Psalm 74.
Psalm 74. O God, why hast thou cast us off forever? Why doth thine anger smoke against the sheep of thy pasture? Remember thy congregation, which thou hast purchased of old, the rod of thine inheritance, which thou hast redeemed, this Mount Zion, wherein thou hast dwelt. Lift up thy feet unto the perpetual desolations, even all that the enemy hath done wickedly in the sanctuary. Thine enemies roar in the midst of thy congregations. They set up their ensigns for signs. A man was famous according as he had lifted up axes upon the thick trees. But now they break down the carved work thereof at once with axes and hammers. They have cast fire into thy sanctuary. They have defiled by casting down the dwelling place of thy name to the ground. They said in their hearts, let us destroy them together. They have burned up all the synagogues of God in the land. We see not our signs. There is no more any prophet, neither is there among us any that knoweth. How long? O God, how long shall the adversary reproach? Shall the enemy blaspheme thy name forever? Why withdrawest thou thy hand, even thy right hand? Pluck it out of thy bosom. For God is my King of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. Thou didst divide the sea by thy strength. Thou breakest the heads of the dragons in the waters. Thou breakest the heads of Leviathan in pieces, and gavest him to be meat to the people inhabiting the wilderness.
Ethiopia.
Thou didst cleave the fountain and the flood. Thou driedst up mighty rivers. The day is thine, the night also is thine. Thou hast prepared the light and the sun. Thou hast set all the borders of the earth. Thou hast made summer and winter. Remember this, that the enemy hath reproached, O Lord, and that the foolish people have blasphemed thy name. O, deliver not the soul of thy turtle dove unto the multitude of the wicked. Forget not the congregation of thy poor forever. Have respect unto the covenant. For the dark places of the earth are fully of the habitations of cruelty. O, let not the oppressed return ashamed. Let the poor and needy praise thy name. Arise, O God, plead thine own cause. Remember how the foolish man reproacheth thee daily. Forget not the voice of thine enemies. The tumult of those that rise up against thee increaseth continually.
Those that rise up, divine whack-a-mo. Rise up, yes I. Make I and I get up, yes I. I and I rise up, put the feet down upon them. That's what Maccabees, the fighting holiday right here. But this song is interesting in many ways, more ways than one. I'd like to zoom in here on the Royal Amharic, the King of Kings Bible, the authorized Revised Amharic Bible, what we refer to as the Book of the Seven Seals, Revelation 5:5. So here we have an audible, because the Hanukkah evergreen, because it seems as though some of the psalms and the seasons may not be the exact day from year to year, seeing that we utilize the lunar and the solar, the sun and the moon calculations here, Hebraically, Judaically, and according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews. But here, it's a little evergreen audible right here for your consideration.
Shalom, Chabarim. This is a couple of first Salam Tut, Anayas Elaine. This is a couple of first words, and I am Ine Wendem. Ras, Ras Yadinos Tefari Mekonin, I be Ras Iadonis Tefari Makinin Mekonin. Yes, I of the LOJ Society of the Imperial Majesty, and here in the season Hanukkah Sameach, Yes, brothers and sisters, excuse me while I just prepare this offering right here. You know, the reading of the Psalms and the burning of Ashens. And we spoke about the secrets, you know, speaking about the secrets of the Psalm and the use of the Psalms as well. We have today's daily Psalm. We have Psalm 74. Now, we noted this before, and we're going to note this right now for the present and also hopefully for those in the future, this particular time in the season, you know, and what is revealed to us and what we can testify to, almost a perfect correspondence of the lunar or the Judaic and the Messianic, or we'll say the Ethiopia Kingdom of God, so that Judeo-Christian corresponds, even as we have in the prophet Amos, or Amos, the prophet, where he speaks about ye not as the children of Ethiopians, and me, O children of Israel, and we have the perfect conjunction of the time of the lunar, right, and the solar, even in this year. This Hebraically speaking, Ethiopic, the churchical calendar, the long count of this present earth age will be 7,000 to note where we're at, you know, as we see that the Antichrist likened to the tyrant, the villain, that Antichrist type that we have. Even in this season, the season of the Maccabees, the fighting Isla days, right? The Maccabee fight coming to that Hanukkah, the Hanukkah light. So here we are at the Shabbat is the seventh, right? The seventh day, and we're riding up into that eighth day of the Hanukkah in this, and also the Rosh Chodesh. You know, the Rosh Chodesh, you know, Tov, you know, a beautifully good Rosh Chodesh, because here we're now in the 10th, and that also the correspondence of the 10th weekly Torah portion reading and feeding, which is the Mikat, which signifies in the basic translation, KJV-wise, at the end, or more literally, Hebraically, Mikat, from the end. Right, from the end. So in today's daily psalm, we have Psalm 74. Right, Psalm 74, or the Ein Dalet. Right, the Ein Dalet. Now the Ein, that letter is like also the Ein, the I, and the Dalet, the door, the Ein Dalet. Psalm LXXIV, Psalm 74. And this theme, a national lament. This is the theme of today's daily psalm, Chabarim. Now note, we are here in the seventh, going into the eighth, and the fulfillment of this Hanukkah, right? This season, the present season of the Hanukkah. And remember the correspondence, almost a near perfect alignment. The Judeo-Christian, or we say the Yehudi and Ethiopia Kingdom of God. Are ye not as the children of Ethiopia? Amos 9 and 7. Right? So we have something very special here as a witness and a testimony. We're noting this even with the respective high holy days, Judaically speaking, also it's on the Ethiopia, the Kingdom of God. The ones have the calendar book, or can go to the Rastafari Foundation and download, you know, a PDF, a software, as we call it, you know, a soft copy, or can get a hard copy as well, Rastafari Foundation. But it's very important for us to understand time, as we have in the psalm that says, teach us to number our days that we may apply our heart to Chokmah, to the Hebrew Sophia, to wisdom, because wisdom is the Reshith. And here we are in the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Bereshith. And the season is the Hanukkah season. And Hanukkah means to, like, relivicate, like to renewal, the renewing of the house, the relivicating of the house, often in the translation, a dedication. Well, Rastafari and I live up. right? So we have the livication, right? And this is also the Hanukkah and the link of the word sound in Hebrew with Enoch also needs to be and should be noted. But today's daily psalm intimately connects with the theme, Chaberim, the theme, Wondermoch, Machaberteniach, the theme of the season and the reason. So come make we read, reason, and rise in grace. So we have a national lament, right? And within today's daily psalm, we have the underlying interpretation is connected with the period and the time of the Maccabees. So we see a practical application, even in the reason for the season. Today's daily psalm, the 74th psalm, the Ein or the Ein Dalet, Ein Dalet, the Ein Dalet, the 74th, the LXXIV, a national lament or a national sukkokau, right? Sukkokau, like a national eich, eich, Hebrewly eich, you know, like the Book of Lamentation, eich, a national lament, the agony of the nation in a shattering disaster. It finds voka, to invoke it, invoke a word, sound, power, and voice in this moving mizmor. Today's daily psalm, after witnessing the destruction of the Heikal, of the temple, the Beit Mikdash, and the holy city, the people, Ha'am, feel themselves forsaken by Elohim, the true good, the true God, Exiavia, the good, the generous, the sustainer, the good, the generous, Ab. And here in today's daily psalm, they employ, right, and implore, right, implore, employing this word sound here to implore his mercy. Now, the majority of, like, there's the modern authorities, they hold that today's daily psalm, the 74th psalm, was the product of the Syrian invasion and persecution, which led to the Maccabean revolt. Once again, let me come again with that. The majority of the modern authorities that have studied and reviewed today's daily psalm, they hold that the psalm was a product, was a product of the time of the Syrian invasion and the persecution, which led to the Maccabees, the reason for the season of Hanukkah, the Maccabee fight to the Hanukkah rite, the Book of Maccabees, the Maccabee Bible that was given to we, the black Jews, Maccabees, right, and the Maccabean revolt. But others would say that the lament is that the sanctuary had been set on fire. And some say that no such act is recorded of Antiochus or Antiochus, some say Antiochus, Antiochus Epiphanes, the madman, the mad heathen, right, tyrant. Now, some say it's preferable to find the setting in the onslaught that occurred in the 6th century, which destroyed both the kingdom and the temple, both the state and the church. Both church and state was destroyed. And this had initiated, this is what brought on the Babylonian captivity of the Yehudi, right, of the Judeans, of the Jews, because by this time, the Israelites, the 10 tribes, were already gone and lost. Right? Just like a lot of those Israelites that ain't right, that be hating on the King of Kings, right? And I have a new name, the precious name, Rastafari. We're speaking here of what we call the Jews or the black Jews, we the black Jews in the Babylonian captivity. Now, interestingly enough, the resemblance between the language of the Mizmor, today's daily psalm, the Ein Dalet psalm, and the Book of Lamentations, Eich, right, the Book of Lament, the Hebrew blues, supports this particular view. But what's so very interestingly connected is that although this psalm, no doubt in its probably first form, was concerning exactly what it's speaking about, the onslaught in the 6th century, which had destroyed both the kingdom, the state, as well as the temple, the church, both the church and state. And this is what led on, right, or some say inaugurated, we say initiated, the Babylonian captivity. And thus we have the resemblance between the language of this psalm, today's daily psalm, as well as the language that we have in the book of Lamentations of the prophet Jeremiah, Yirmeyahu, Ermias, right, supporting this particular view. So we have today's daily psalm. Bamarinya is sometimes is written up here, and there's the connection with the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals. Right, we have Sila Mekdesu Mefres Yekarebe Selot. Sila Mekdesu Mefres. Because of Sila Mekdesu, the holy place, Mefres, by the destruction of the holy place, Yekarebe Selot. A prayer that is brought forward, a prayer that is brought near. This is a prayer that is presented due to and because of the destruction of the holy place, the sanctuary. Sila Mekdesu Mefres Yekarebes Elot. So this is today's daily psalm right here. So I'd like to zoom in, get a good basic overview, right, from the Hebrew and also the Royal Amharic, but zoom in on a few areas of today's daily psalm as it connects with the reason for the season. And in this Shana, in this year, this lunar, solar, lunar, you know, with the wheel and the wheel, as we look at it Judaically, the correspondence, Judaically speaking, with the kingdom of God, right? Both the Judeo and the Christian correspondence. First of all, we, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah. So very interesting, the Maccabee fight to the Hanukkah light. And in this perfect alignment and conjunction, right, of the Judaic, remember, September 10th, the Rosh Hashanah, in this Shana, and September 11th, Ethiopia, Kingdom of God, New Year. That's a very, very close correspondence, like the bride and the bridegroom, right? The Judeo, you know, the Judeo-Christian, the lunar, solar. Get into some more of that details as we move forward. But today's daily psalm, a national lament, a national lamentation. Stay tuned, stay tuned. Chaverim.
Yes, 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 yes. Right there, we had to check and say that was 2018 originally recorded, that audible right there. Now, why it still applies here, since the daily psalms might always do not occur in alignment with the Torah reading and feeding in the Hebrew, right? We say more the lunar, you know, orientated calculations, is because everything is cyclic. Right, so we see what that was 2018, here we're in 2022, going to 2023. So every 4 years, within like the 4 to 7, you know, 8 year cycle, we see a cycle. You know, there's an interesting cycle for those who seek to study the calendar and the time. But right here, let's ride up right here. Gonna begin off with this, and then we're gonna bring forward the native speaker, Avraham Chebudet. Today's daily psalm from the King of Kings, Kedemah HaLeselassie, the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, Book of the Seven Seals, and then go through verse by verse of today's daily psalm, revealing, bringing out the Ethiopia hidden in the Psalms, verse 14, I think, wilderness. But first is tune here by the Ethiopians, conquering line of the tribe of Judah, then bringing forward the native speaker, Avraham Chebudet, then I, Ras, I Adonis, Yadin, here. Yes, I, Sima, hear this.
No, here, one, I see, oh, yeah. They say they move through.
Ye Ethiopians also, ye shall be slain by my sword, my sword, my sword, my sword, my sword, my sword, my sword. Ye Ethiopians also, Ye shall be slain by my sword.
Slain by my sword. Slain by
ye Ethiopians also.
Also.
Ye Ethiopians also.
Also.
Ye Ethiopians also.
Ethiopians also.
Ethiopians also.
Ethiopians.
You not see yourself as Ethiopian, no Noah. Tell them, you not see yourself as Ethiopian.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel,
O children of Israel.
Ye Ethiopians also, ye shall be slain by my sword, 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 my sword. Ye Ethiopians.
መዝሙር 73 በቅንፍ 74 የአሳፍ ትምህርት። አቤቱ ስለምን ለዘወትር ጣልኸን? በማስተማሪያህ በጎች ላይ ቁጣህን ስለምን ተቆጣህ? አስቀድመህ የፈጠርሃትን ማህበርህን የተቤዥሃትንም የርስትህን በትር በርሷ ያደርህባትንም የጽዮንን ተራራ አስብ። ጠላት በቅዱሳንህ ላይ እንደ ከፋ መጠን ሁልጊዜ በትቢታቸው ላይ እጅህን አንሳ። ጠላቶችህ በበዓልህ መካከል ተመኩ፣ የማያውቁትንም ምልክት ምልክታቸው አደረጉ። እንደ ላይኛው መግቢያ ውስጥ በዱር እንዳሉም እንጨቶች በመጥረቢያም በሮቿን ሰበሩ፣ እንዲሁ በመጥረቢያና በመዶሻ ሰበሯት። መቅደስህን በሳት አቃጠሉ፣ የስምህንም ማደሪያ በምድር ውስጥ አረከሱ። አንድ ሆነው በልባቸው በየሕዝባቸው ኑ የእግዚአብሔርን በዓሎች ከምድር እንሻር አሉ። ምልክታችንን አናይም፣ ከእንግዲህም ወዲህ ነቢይ የለም፣ እስከ መቼ እንዲኖር የሚያውቅ በእኛ ዘንድ የለም። አቤቱ ጠላት እስከ መቼ ይሳደባል? ስምህን ጠላት ሁል ጊዜ አቃልላልን? ቀኝህን በብብትህ መካከል እጅህንም ፈጽመህ ለምን ትመልሳል? እግዚአብሔር ግን ከዓለም አስቀድሞ ንጉሥ ነው፣ በምድርም መካከል መድኃኒትን አደረገ። አንተ ባህርን በኃይልህ አጠናሃት፣ አንተ የባቦችን ራስ በውሃ ውስጥ ሰበርህ፣ አንተም የዘንዶውን ራሶች ቀጠቀጥ። ለኢትዮጵያ ሰዎችም ምግባቸውን ሰጠሃቸው፣ አንተ ምንጮቹንና ፈሳሾቹን ሰነጠቅ። አንተ ሁል ጊዜ የሚፈሱትን ወንዞች አደረቅ። ቀኑ ያንተ ነው፣ ሌሊቱም ያንተ ነው። አንተ ፀሐዩንና ጨረቃውን አዘጋጀህ፣ አንተ የምድርን ዳርቻ ሁሉ ሠራህ፣ በጋንም ክረምትንም አንተ አደረግ። ይህን ፍጥረትህን አስብ። ጠላት እግዚአብሔርን ተላገደ፣ ሰነፍ ሕዝብም ስሙን አስቆጣ። የምትገዛልህን ነፍስ ለአራዊት አትስጣት፣ የችግረኞችህን ነፍስ ለዘወትር አትርሳ። ወደ ኪዳንህ ተመልከት፣ የምድር የጨለማ ስፍራዎች በኃጥአን ቤቶች ተሞልተዋልና። ችግረኛ አፍሮ አይመለስ፣ ችግረኛና ምስኪን ስምህን ያመሰግናሉ። አቤቱ ተነስ፣ በቀልህንም ተበቀል። ሰነፎች ሁልጊዜ የተላገዱህን አስብ። የባሪያዎችህንም ቃል አትርሳ። የጠላቶችህ ኩራት ሁልጊዜ ወደ አንተ ይወጣል።
Ethiopia hidden in the KJV and certain of the Hebrew manuscripts. Well, from the Hebrew, we can decipher it when we get into what the Hebrew word is, but definitely hidden from the KJV, the King James Version, verse 14. Yeah, I didn't tell you that. Now we're going to show and prove right here, here, here. Brana, Selassie, what the man say? Right here, here, here. For the Amharic.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menash, you know. But who want the next verse with Amharic? But who want the next verse with Amharic?
Amharic.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Yes, today's daily psalm according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews and after the order of Melchizedek. We have Mezmore Dawit, right, Psalm of David, Seba Arat. Seba Arat. Likno. Seba Arat. Arat. The Hebrew, going from the Hebrew to the English. It's interesting because the good is. Well, anyway, let's just ride up with today's daily psalm, Seba Arat. All right, Psalm 74. Psalm 74, Masakil Le Asaf. Masakil Le Asaf. Yeah, Asaf Tim Harit. Teaching of Asaf. Now, today's daily psalm is a national lament. It's seen as a national lament. It's an appeal. It's also an appeal. Today's psalm, the 74th psalm. It's an appeal. An appeal in times like these. An appeal. Yes, I, Rastafari. It's an appeal to he who be who he be. Because of the devastation of the land and the devastation of the enemy. Now we touch on the historical aspects and some of the interpretations in the Rastafari Hebrew man, the Rasta Hebrew man portions of I dissemination. So ones and ones, I like to get a little bit more of that. You know, stay tuned, and also on the platform we're seeking to bring that forward. But here, today's daily psalm, the Sefer Tehillim, Hebrew, the Book of Psalter, the Psalter, the Mezmore Dawit, the Mezmore Psalm. In the Amharic, we have Mizmor, Hebraically, we have chapter 74, Seba Arati, an appeal against the devastation of the land by the enemy. So make I and I ride up with today's daily psalm. That's a superscription right there, the title. Masakil Le Asaf, Ya Asaf Timharit. Silamina Zawatera Talahen? Yeah, Masamaria Begocha Lais Kutahina Silamina Tekwata. Oh, Avetu, I father, his father, O father of the house, why hast thou cast I and I off forever? Avetu Silamin Zawatera Talahen? Talahen? We see right here it says Talahen. Got to check that out. We're using the IOTA software right there. So Talahen us, Talahen here, I, it says. I doth, why doth thine anger smoke against the sheep of thy pasture? Yeah. Masamariah begoch layis kutahina salamin tekweta. Salamin tekweta. Salamin. Asik edameh. Yeah, fetarahatina machiberehin. Yete bejahatinim. Yeristehina better, but Ursua Yaderehi Batina, Yesionin Terara Asib. Remember thy congregation, thy aggregation, Askedme, Yefeterahatina Machiberehin, thy aggregation, thy Machiberehin, thy society, thy assembly, Yetebejahatinem, Yeristehina better, be. Arswa Yaderihibatin, yes, Yonin Terara Asip. thy congregation. Remember, I serve thy congregation, which thou hast purchased of old. And the Hebrew says, the kedem, ikedem, from the ancient times, the first times, the rod of thine inheritance, which thou hast redeemed. This mountain Sion, wherein thou, the I, hast dwelt. The arswa, yadarih batin, yasionin tara asib. Telat be kedusanih layinda kafa meten. Hulgizem, bet ibi tacholai. Ijihin ansa, lift up. Lift up, it says, thy feet here. It's interesting in the HSV. It says, Ijihin. So we're going to look at the LXX Septuagint here. But here the KJV says, lift up thy feet to the perpetual desolation. Even all that the enemy have done wickedly, ratchetly in the sanctuary. Now here we should look at the Septuagint. You know, there's also the verse 74. So let's look right here within the time that we have, Chabarim. Let's look right up with the Royal Amharic Psalm according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews in the Metzaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals. The Book of the Seven Seals of Gormawi, Karmawi, Hale Selassie, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah. So let's just bring this forward right here. We are in this verse, and just to check it out right here, to look in the Septuagint, right? The Septuagint, because sometimes His Majesty's Bible, yep, it says, lift up your hands. Eparon tas acheras, su epitas hyperrethenas. Oton es telos. Lift up your hands against their pride to completion. But the Hebrew has lift up harima fi ameka, the I steps, you know. As you know, my life, hiwate na Ethiopia rimja, my life in Ethiopia's progress, the rimja, like the Hebrew there, but also his hands, the hands of his majesty. So here in Kutar Sos, verse 3, Talat be kedusanih lain the kefamet and hulgizem, bet ibitat sholai ijihin ansa, lift up thy feet, the Hebrew, and it says thy feet, the Royal Amharic, the Book of the Seven Seals, the LXX, thy hands. Against the pride, against their pride, the perpetual desolation. Their pride brings those perpetual desolation. Even all that the enemy have done wickedly in the sanctuary. Yeah, mayawa kutinima milikita milikatacho adaregu. Thine enemies roar in the midst of thy congregation. They set up their ensigns for signs. A man was famous according as he had lifted up axes upon the fig trees. In the Lainyawa Megbiya Wista Bedura and Alum in Chetoch Behmet Rebbiya Berochwana Sebaru. Indihu Behmet Rebbiana Behmedosha Seberuat. But now they break down the carved work thereof at once with axes and hammers. Mekdesihinna besata katalu. Yesinihinima madaria bemidrawista rekasu. They have cast fire into thy sanctuary. They have defiled by casting down the dwelling. They have defiled the dwelling place of thy name to the ground. In the slika and hono kutar cement and hono be lebacho be ye his bacho nu ye gziavi harina be alocha kamidara in nishar alu. They said in their hearts, let us destroy them together. They said, and hono be lebacho be ye his bacho nu, come, let us destroy them together. They have burnt up all the synagogues of God, of Egeziavi, the sustainer of the good, the generous Av, Father, in the land. Ye Egeziavi harina be alocha kamidara in shar alu. Mille kitachinina anayim. Anayim kan gdiya wadihim anabi yellem. Iska mecheya andinora yemi yawika benya zend yellem. We see not our signs. From here to there, there is no more any prophet. Neither is there amongst us any that knoweth how long. Iskameche hindi nora. Yemi yawik abenya zen yelem. Abe tu. Telat iskameche yasad deba. Tinehina telat hud gizeh yat alelalim. Oh, abe tu, I father is father, oh father of the house. Oh God, how long? How long? Iskameche, how long shall the adversary reproach? Abe tu, telat iskameche yasad deba. Shall the enemy blaspheme thy name forever? Why withdrawest thou the eye, thy hand, even thy right hand? Pluck it out of thy bosom. Draw it out. Pluck it out of thy bosom. Consume them. Destroy them. For Gziavi, the sustainer of the good, the generous Ab, is my king of old. Gziavi Hergin, Ka'alem Askedmo, Ngusno, working salvation in the midst of the earth. Bemidrim Mekakel, Medchanitin Aderrege. Ante Bahirina Behailihi Atsenahat. Ante Ye Babochin Ras, Bewucha Wista Sebere. Thou didst divide the sea by thy strength. Ante, ante the eye, yeah. And none of ante bahirin behailihi as in the heart. Thou breakest the heads of the dragons, the sea monsters in the waters. Ante, ye babochin ras, the wuchawist as a berri. Ante, ye zendowin ras, so chak, Ethiopia. La Ethiopia so chim nikbacho win setahacho antem yezendo win raso chiketekete La Ethiopia so chim nikbacho win setahacho. Thou breakest the heads of Leviathan, of the dragon, in pieces, and gavest him to be meat food to the people inhabiting the wilderness, to the Ethiopians. La Ethiopia so chim nikbacho win Setahacho ante minacho chutinina fesacho chuna senetake ante hurgize yemia fesusitina wenzo chadareke. Thou didst cleave the fountain and of the fountains minacho chuna fesacho chuna senetake. And the flood, thou driest up mighty rivers. Ante hulgize yemia fesasutin wenzota dereke kenu yanteno leilitum yanteno ante tahayuna cherekawin azegaje. The day is thine kenu. Yanteno, the night also is thine. Leilitum, yanteno, thou hast prepared the light and the sun. Ante sahayuna cherekawin azegaje. Ante yemitrinda chahulua sera. Beganim akremtinim ante adarege. Thou hast set all the borders of the earth. Thou hast made summer and winter. Yihina fitretihina asib telat gziavihirina telagede. Senefe hizdim simuna asqueta. Remember this, that the enemy hath reproached Exiavia, the sustainer of the good, the generous Ab, and that the foolish people, Senef Hizbim, have blasphemed thy name, Simun Asqueta, Yemita Gezalihin, Yemita Gezalihina Nefsa, Le Arawita Tisitat, Yechigrenyochin, Yechigrenyochin Nes, Le Zawatira Tirsa. O deliver not the soul of thy turtle dove into to the multitude of the wicked, of the ratchet. Yemita geza lehina nesa larawi tatistat. Forget not the congregation of thy poor forever. Ye chigranyochehin nes lezawatira atursa. Ode kidanehe temelket yemidr ye chelema sifrawoch. Have respect to the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty. Chigrenya afro aya melissa chigrenyana miskina simehina yamesegnalu. Oh, let make not the downpressed return ashamed. Chigrenya afro aya meles. Let the poor needy praise thy name. Chigrenyana miskin simehina yamesegnalu. Ave tu tenes. Bekel hinema tebekel sinafoch hulgizem yetelage duhin asid. Arise of it to thy father's father, O father of the house. Plead thine own cause of it to tenes bekel hinema tebekel. Remember how the foolish man reproaches thee daily. Sinafoch hulgize yetelage duhin asid. Ye baria loche hinna kala tersa, ye talatoche hinna kurata hulgize, wod ante yuet al. Forget not the voice of thine enemies, the tumult of those that rise up against thee increaseth continually. Ye baria loche hinna kala tersa, ye talatoche hin kurata hulgize, wod ante yuet al, yuet al, yuet al, yuet al.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth.
Mazmur 73. Bekenef 74. Ye Asaf timhert. Abetu selamin lezawter talhen. በማስተማሪያህ በጎች ላይ ቁጣህን ስለምን ተቆጣህ? አስቀድመህ የፈጠርሃትን ማህበርህን የተቤዥሃትንም የርስትህን በትር በእርሷ ያደርህባትንም የጽዮንን ተራራ አስብ። ጠላት በቅዱሳንህ ላይ እንደ ከፋ መጠን ሁልጊዜ በትቢታቸው ላይ እጅህን አንሳ። ጠላቶችህ በበዓልህ መካከል ተመኩ፣ የማያውቁትንም ምልክት ምልክታቸው አደረጉ። እንደ ላይኛው መግቢያ ውስጥ በዱር እንዳሉም እንጨቶች በመጥረቢያም በሮቿን ሰበሩ። እንዲሁ በመጥረቢያና በመዶሻ ሰበሯል። መቅደስህን በሳት አቃጠሉ፣ የስምህንም ማደሪያ በምድር ውስጥ አረከሱ። አንድ ሆነው በልባቸው በየሕዝባቸው ኑ የእግዚአብሔርን በዓሎች ከምድር እንሻራሉ፣ ምልክታችንን አናይም፣ ከእንግዲህም ወዲህ ነቢይ የለም። እስከ መቼ እንዲኖር የሚያውቅ በእኛ ዘንድ የለም። አቤቱ ጠላት እስከ መቼ ይሳደባል? ስምህን ጠላት ሁልጊዜ አቃልላልን? ቀኝህን በብብትህ መካከል እጅህንም ፈጽመህ ለምን ትመልሳል? እግዚአብሔር ግን ከዓለም አስቀድሞ ንጉሥ ነው፣ በምድርም መካከል መድኃኒትን አደረገ። አንተ ባህርን በኃይልህ አጠናሃት፣ አንተ የባቦችን ራስ በውሃ ውስጥ ሰበርህ፣ አንተም የዘንዶውን ራሶች ቀጠቀጥ። ለኢትዮጵያ ሰዎችም ምግባቸውን ሰጠሃቸው፣ አንተ ምንጮቹንና ፈሳሾቹን ሰነጠቅ። አንተ ሁል ጊዜ የሚፈሱትን ወንዞች አደረቅ። ቀኑ ያንተ ነው፣ ሌሊቱም ያንተ ነው። አንተ ፀሐዩንና ጨረቃውን አዘጋጀህ። አንተ የምድርን ዳርቻ ሁሉ ሠራህ፣ በጋንም ክረምትንም አንተ አደረግ። ይህን ፍጥረትህን አስብ። ጠላት እግዚአብሔርን ተላገደ፣ ሰነፍ ህዝብም ስሙን አስቆጣ የምትገዛልህን ነፍስ ለአራዊት አትስጣት የችግረኞችህን ነፍስ ለዘወትር አትርሳ ወደ ኪዳንህ ተመልከት የምድር የጨለማ ስፍራዎች በኃጥአን ቤቶች ተሞልተዋልና ችግረኛ አፍሮ አይመለስ ችግረኛና ምስኪን ስምህን ያመሰግናሉ አቤቱ ተነስ በቀልህንም ተበቀል ሰነፎች ሁልጊዜ የተላገዱህን አስብ የባሪያዎችህንም ቃል አትርሳ የጠላቶችህ ኩራት ሁልጊዜ ወደ አንተ ይወጣል
Shabbat of Hanukkah, rise up to chant Al-Ha-Nasim.
Yes, I.
Al-Ha-Nasim upon the miracles because they got up and stood up and fought. It's interesting when we look at Maccabees 1, kind of gives a history, you know, we could say on the ground. And then in Maccabees 2, it gives the spiritual side of the Maccabee revolution and redemption. Yes, I. The Bible is used in the glory of His Majesty revolution, but If you don't do it that way, there ain't no way. But here, I'd like to share this right here for the Shabbat of Hanukkah before we ride up with this Shabbat. Me Kate from the end.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
We're here for the Shabbat Hanukkah. Al Hanisim on the miracle.
Shema Yisrael. Hear, Yisrael. But Shabbat Hanukkah, said on the Sabbath of Hanukkah, Shabbat Hanukkah, Al HaNisim wa Al HaPurkan wa Al HaGvorot wa Al HaTeshuot wa Al HaMilchamot She'asita l'avotenu b'yamim ha'hem b'zman hazeh. I thank thee, I, for the miracles, for the redemption, for the mighty deeds and saving acts wrought by thee, I, as well as for the wars which thou, the I, didst wage for our fathers, our patriarchs, in days of old, at this season. Al HaNisim, we thank thee for the miracles. Al HaNisim, for the miracles. With Al HaPurkan, for the redemption. With Al HaGvorot, for the mighty deeds. With Allah HaTeshuot, and saving acts. With Allah HaMilchamota She'asita, brought by the eye, as well as for the wars which thou didst wage. La Evotenu, for our fathers, Bayamin, in the days Hahem, Bazman Hazeh, in the days of old, at this season, in the days of Hasmonean Matthias, son of Yohanan, the high priest, and his sons, when the iniquity power of the Gracchi of Greece rose up against Nika Yisrael, against the I people Yisrael, to make them forgetful of Torah Tekav, I Torah, I's direction, instruction, I's teaching, and to force them to transgress the statutes of thy will. Then didst thou, the I, in thine abundant mercy, rise up for them in the time and the hour of their trouble. Thou, the I, didst plead their cause. Thou didst judge their suit. Thou didst avenge their wrong. Thou, the I, deliverest the strong into the hands of the weak, the many into the hands of the few, the impure into the hands of the pure, the wicked, the ratchet into the hands of the righteous, and the arrogant into the hands of them that occupy themselves with the Torah Teka, with the I Torah, I's direction, instruction, I teaching. For thyself, the I self, thou, the I, this make a great and holy and island name in thy world. And for Amika Yisrael, thou the I, this work of a great deliverance, a great deliverance and redemption as at this day. And thereupon thy children, thy sons came into the oracle of Beitika, of the I Beit, thy house, cleanse thy temple, purify thy sanctuary, kindle lights in thy holy courts, thy eyeless set apart courts, and appoint these 8 days of Hanukkah in order to give thanks and praises to thy great name. Ula halel le shimeka ha gadol. Therefore, Shabbat Hanukkah, Al Hanisim wa Al Hapurkan wa Al Hadibrot wa Al Hatashuot wa Al Hamilchamot Shaksita La Avotenu Bayanim Hahem Bazaman Hazeh. We thank the eye Al Hanisim for the miracles. Wa'al ha'purkan, and for the redemption. Wa'al ha'gburot, and for the mighty deeds. Wa'al ha'tashuot, and saving acts. Wa'al ha'milchamot she'asita, wrought by the eye, as well as for the wars which thou didst wage, la avotenu, for our fathers, bayamim, in the days, hahem, in them days, bazaman hazeh, at this season, bazaman hazeh.
Yes, yes, yes. Reason, reason, reason. Hear, hear, hear. Reason for the season. So the Al Hanasim, Nasim, Nasim is the miracle. We thank him. That's a dog.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God. Before God. Before God.
Jump! The Rastafari. Jump! The Rastafari. Jump! The Rastafari.
Faith without works is dead. So we see that work of coming together, fighting the war, and the what seems like amazing, amazing deeds, a few against the many. But here, just get a full of full right here. This is what is chanted, what is also said on the Shabbat, right? By Shabbat Hanukkah. On the Sabbath of Hanukkah, just the English read right here, as we went through some of the Hebrew and then also the Temple Rockers, heal up the Temple Rockers right there, about to ride up this 10th sabbatical study here in the season for day 7, moving forward to the 8th day, aka the first day of the Shabuah. Stay tuned. So here, by Shabbat Hanukkah, on the Sabbath of Hanukkah, we thank the eye for the miracles, for the redemption, for the mighty deeds and saving acts wrought, done did by the eye, as well as for the wars that thou, the eye, didst wage for our fathers, our patriarchs, in days of old, at this season, at this time. Hear the Hebrew. Al-Hanisim of Al-Hapurkan, وآلها جبروت وآلها تشوت وآلها ملخموت שעשית לבותינו בימים ההמה בזמן הזה. That portion right there, the thanks and praise, all. It's called the Al HaNesim, all, up on, all, on, ha, the Nesim, on the miracles, we're all, and on Ha Purkan, on the Purkan, Ha Furkan, Ha Purkan, and on the redemption. Wa'al ha-gibrot, and on the mighty deeds, ha-gibrot, wa'al ha-gibrot, wa'al, and on ha-teshu'ot, teshu'ot, the teshuas, the savings, yasha, teshu'ot, wa'al ha-milchamot, and the milchamas, and the wars, milchamot, Wa'al ha milchamot, share that which asita, speaking to he who be, we be ha-kadosh, baruch hu, baruch Hashem, share asita that the I done did, even in and through us, being in us, we his living temple and tabernacle, share asita, la botenu, for our fathers, la botenu, for our patriarchs, ba yamim, in days ha-heim. In days of these, in these days, Ba-Zaman, and in the Zaman, in the season, Hazeh. That's like the chorus line, the main line right there, and this kind of brings out a little bit of the fuller sense here before we ride up, so one can also understand the reason for the Maccabees, Maccabee Bibles, the books telling the narratives of Dundee to even inspire I and I, even in the latter days, in these last days of the times of the nation states. The Gentiles. In the days of the Hasmonean, Mattathias, son of Yohanan, the high priest, and his sons, when the iniquitous power of the Gracchi, the Greek, the later-day Hellenistic, rose up against thy people, Amika Yisrael, to make them forgetful of Torah Teka, the I Torah, direction instructions, and to force them to transgress the statutes of thy will, then didst thou in thine abundant mercy rise up for them in the time of their trouble. Thou didst plead their cause, thou didst judge their suit, thou didst avenge their wrong, thou deliverest the strong into the hands of the weak, the many, nuff into the hands of the few. The impure into the hands of the pure, the wicked, the righteous into the hands of the righteous, the arrogant into the hands of them that occupy themselves with Torah Teka, the I Torah, glory of his majesty. For thyself, thou the I didst make a great and holy and set apart name in thy world. And for thy people, Amika Yisrael, thou didst work a great deliverance and redemption. As at this day, and thereupon thy children came into the oracle of thy house. Speaking of the oracle of the house, oracle is like a word is the oracle, where the Ark of the Covenant, the Debir right there, into the oracle of Beit Tekah, the I house. Cleanse thy temple, purify thy sanctuary, thy holy place, kindle lights in thy holy courts, and appointed these 8 days of Hanukkah in order to give thanks, young for eyes and praises to thy great name. Ua le halela le shemeka hagadol. Right here. Reason for the season. Here.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, The Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, important?
The reader takes the scroll of HaTorah of the law, and the following is said. Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Achad, Achad. Reader in the congregation, hear, O Israel, he who be, we be, our Elohim, he who be, we be, Yahweh, is one. The reader in the congregation then say, Achad hu Eloheinu gadol, Adoneinu kadosh, with Nora Shemo. One is our Elohim, I and I Elohim. Great is I and I, Adonai, Doni I. Holy, Kadosh, Kadosh is his name, Kadosh, holy, and dreadful is his name, Kadosh, with Nora Shemo. The reader then says, Gadlu layawa iti ua ne romema Shemo, Yachdau, magnify he who be, we be, with me, Gadlu layawa iti. And let us make I and I exalt his name together, together. Ua ne romema shemo yachadau, yachadau, yachadau. The reader in the congregation then says, Thine, thine, lika Yahuwah, thine is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine, Yahuwah, is the kingdom and the supremacy as head, as parosh, as ras over all. Exalt ye, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at his footstool. Kadosh, who holy is he? Exalt ye, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at his holy mount. For Yahuwah Eloheinu is holy, ki kadosh, Yahuwah Eloheinu. Magnified and hallowed and holy, and Isla, praise Isis and glorified, exalted and extolled above all, be the name of the Supreme King of Kings, Negus Neges, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. In the worlds which He hath created, this world and the world to come, in accordance with his desire and with the desire of them that fear, that reverence, that respect him, and of all the Beta Yisrael, the house of Israel, the rock, everlasting, eternal, and the Adonai, the Lord, Adonai of all creatures, the Elohim of all souls, who dwelleth in the wide extended heights, who inhabiteth the heaven of heavens of old, whose holiness, islandness, is above the Chayot and above the throne of glory. Now, therefore, thy name, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, shall be hallowed, shall be Isla amongst us, I and I, in the sight of all living. Let us make I and I sing a new song before him, as it is written, sing to Elohim, the true good, the true God. Sing praises, sing Isis to Shemo, his name. Extol y'all him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. Jah, Rastafari, and exalt before him. And may we, I and I, see him eye to eye when he returneth to his habitation, as it is written, for they shall see eye to eye when the Yahweh Yahuwah returneth to Zion, to Zion. And it is said, and the glory of Adonai, Adonai, shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, together, for the mouth of Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, hath spoken it. May the Father of mercy have mercy upon a people that have been born by him. May he remember the covenant with the patriarchs. Deliver, I live, I and I souls from evil hours. Check the evil inclination in them that have been carried by him. Grant us, grant I and I of his grace and everlasting eternal deliverance, I liverance, and in the attribute of his goodness, fulfill our I and I desires by salvation
and mercy. The scroll of the law of HaTorah is placed upon the desk. And the reader says the following, and may he help, shield, and save all who trust in him. And let us make I and I say, Amen. Ascribe all of you greatness to Eloheinu, I and I Elohim, and render honor to HaTorah, to the law. Here, the reader names the person who is called to the reading of HaTorah, of the law. Blessed be he, who in his holiness, in his islandness, gave the law, HaTorah, to his people, Amo Yisrael. The law of Yahuwah, of he who be, is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of Yahuwah is faithful, making wise the simple. The precepts of Yahuwah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahuwah is pure, enlightening the eyes. Yahuwah will give strength to Amo, to his people. Yahuwah will bless Amo, his people, with shalom, peace. As for Elohim, Ha Elohim, his way is perfect. The word of Yahuwah, of he who be, is tried. He is a shield to all them that trust in him. The congregation and the reader says, and ye and y'all that cleave to Adonai, Adonai, your Elohim, are alive, every one of you this day. Those who are called to the reading of HaTorah, the law, say the following baraka, blessing. Bless y'all, Yahuwah, he who be, who is to be blessed. The congregation response is, blessed be Adonai, Adonai, who is to be blessed forever and ever. The response of the congregation, is repeated, and the baraka, the blessing, continued. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah Eloheinu, Melech ha'olam, who has chosen us from all peoples and has given us thy law, thy Torah. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah, blessed art thou, O he who be, Notein ha'Torah, who givest the Torah, who giveth the Torah, law, 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 giveth the Torah.
Live by the Torah and the wicked as a crumble, a big Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by a big Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked as a crumble, a big Bible.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading, in the Hebrew and English tongue. Barakhu et Yahweh Hamvarak. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak. Leolam Vayet. Baruch Ata Yahweh. Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim, benutan lanu et torato. Baruch ata Yahweh, notein ha Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
V'hu haya, v'hu hove, v'hu yihye, v'tifara.
lion. And as you forward and reach a Mount Zion, to be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me a tell you no, read up your Bible.
ዓይነን አየነው የሰማነን አወቅነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Shalom, Chaburim, Shalom, hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, for this Shabbat, for Shabbat, Miket, Sabbath at the end, hear, the Rishon, Aliyah, the first Aliyah, the first offering up. First reading the manna here for this Shabbat, for Shabbat Miket. Here picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is known as Genesis here from the Sefer Bereshis. Pick up with Genesis chapter 41 for the Rishon Aliyah. B'shem Ab, Habim, Ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Echad, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Wayehi miketa shnatayim yamim ufaro cholein wehine omed al hayor. The dream of Pharaoh. And it came to pass at the end of 2 full years. Wayehi miketa shnatayim yamim. That Pharaoh dreamed ufaro cholein. And Pharaoh dreamed ufaro cholein wehine. And behold, he stood by the river, Wihine Omed Al Hayor. And behold, there came up out of the river 7 favored, keen, and fat-fleshed, and they fed in a meadow. And behold, 7 other kine came up after them out of the river, ill-favored and lean-fleshed, and stood by the other kine upon the brink of the river. And the ill-favored and lean-fleshed keen did eat up the 7 well-favored and fat keen kine cows. So Pharaoh awoke, and he slept and dreamed the second time, and behold, 7 ears of corn came up upon 1 stalk rank and good. And behold, 7 thin ears and blasted with the east wind sprung up after them. And the 7 thin ears devoured, ate up the 7 rank and full ears. And Pharaoh awoke. And behold, a dream. And it came to pass in the morning that his spirit, his eyelid was troubled. And he sent and called for all the magicians of Mitzrayim, of Kemet, of Egypt, and all the wise men thereof. And Pharaoh told them his dream. But there was none that could interpret them to Pharaoh. Then spake the chief butler to Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my faults this day. Wayadabir Sara Ha Mashikim Na Eta Paro Lemor Mor Eta Hat Ai Hani Mazkira Hayom. Then spoke the chief butler to Pharaoh, saying, I make mention of my faults this day. I do remember my faults this day. Pharaoh was wroth with his servants, and put I in ward in the captain of the guard's house, both me, I, and the chief baker. And we dreamed a dream in one night, I and I dreamed, each man according to the interpretation of his dream. And there was there with us, with I and I, a young man, and Hebrew, Ibri, a young man with I and I, Hebrew. With Sham, Itanu, Naara, Ibriya, Ebeda, Le, Sara, Ha, Abba, Him, Wana, Sapera, Lawu, Waya, Yifatara, Lanu, Eta, Halamotenu, Isha, Ka, Helomo, Patar. And there was with Sinai a young man, a Hebrew, servant to the chief, servant to the captain of the guard. And we told him, and he interpreted to Sinai our dreams. To each man according to his dream, he did interpret. Why are you fatar? Lan. Holmo. Patar. And it came to pass, as he interpreted to I and I, to us, so it was. Me, he restored to mine office, and him, he hanged. Joseph, Ayusef, Yawasaf, exalted in Mitzrayim, in Gibbet, in Kemet, in Egypt, verse 14. Then Faro sent and called Yosef, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon, and he shaved and changed his raiment and came in to Paro. And hear, Shema Israel, hear, give ear here for the Sheni, the second Aliyah, the second offering, the second reading, hear for this Shabbat Niket, here verse 15, according to the Ashkenazim. Why Yomer Paro Aella Yosefa Chaloma Chalamti Yahua Poter? Aina oto wahani shamaiti ya aleika lemora tishma chloma liftor oto. And Pharaoh said to Yosef, to Ayusef, Yawasaf, I have dreamed a dream. Vayomer Pharaoh el Yosef, and Pharaoh said to Joseph, chlom chalamti, I have dreamed a dream, chalom, chalamti, u fotir ein oto. And there is none, no one that can interpret it. U fotir ein oto. Hani ashamaiti ya aleka, 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 aleka. And I have heard say of the eye. And I have heard say of the eye, wa'ani shamaiti aleka. Ka, lay more. I've heard say of the eye that when thou hearest a dream, thou, the eye, is able to interpret. Lay more, tishma'a, chlom, lifutor, oto. And Joseph answered Paro Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me, not in I, Elohim. The nature of natures, Elohim, the true God, Elohim shall give Paro Pharaoh an answer of peace. Wayana Yosef et Paro lemor, and Joseph answered, Wayana Yosef Pharaoh et Paro lemor, saying, Bil Adai Elohim ya ne. Eta shalom paro. It is not in I. Biladi. It's not in I. Biladai. It's not in I. Biladai. Elohim. The true God. The nature of natures. Ya inne. Will answer. Eta shalom. Answer of Peace. Paro. Bila adai Elohim. Ya neta shalom. Paro. And hear. Shema Yisrael. Hear. Give ear right here, O Yisrael. Hear for the Sheni. Hear for the Sheni Aliyah, according Le Sephardim, according to the Sephardi, the Sheni, the second Aliyah, the second up offering here. Here at verse 17. At verse 15, for the Ashkenazim, and is the second reading, and here at verse 17, for Le Sephardim, the Sheni Le Sephardim, verse 17. And Pharaoh said to Yosef, in my dream, behold, I stood upon the bank of the river, the river, the river, the river. Wayadabir Paro il Yosef Ba Chelomi Hini Omed Allah Tifata Hayor. And Pharaoh spake to Yosef, to Joseph, Wayadabir Paro il Yosef, in my dream, Ba Chelomi, behold, Hini, Omed Allah Sifata Hayor. I stood upon the brink, upon the lip, Omed Al Sifata Hayor, of Hayor, of the Yor, of the river, of the river, of the river, of the river. And behold, there came up out of the river 7 keen cows, heifers, heifers, fat flesh and well favored. And they fed in the meadow, and behold, 7 other keen, 7 other cattle, of the cow, other hathors, came up after them, poor and very ill-favored and lean-fleshed, such as I never saw in all the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt, for badness. And the lean and the ill-favored keen cows did eat up the first 7 fat keen cows, cows. And when they had eaten them up, it could not be known whether they had eaten them, but they were still ill-favored as at the beginning. So I awoke, and I saw in my dream, and behold, 7 ears came up in one stalk, full and good, and behold, 7 ears withered thin, blasted with the east wind, sprung up after them, and the thin ears devoured, ate up the 7 good ears. And I told to the magicians, but none, no one that could declare to me, to I. And Yosef and Joseph said to Paro, the dream of Pharaoh, of Paro, one, Elohim hath showed Paro, Pharaoh, what he About to do. Why Yomer Yosef il Paro, and Joseph said to Paro, Pharaoh, Chlom Paro, Echad. The dream of Pharaoh is one. Chlom Paro, Echad, who? Eita asher ha Elohim oseh, higida lit far, what ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the nature of natures, ha Elohim is about to do, he hath declared to Pharaoh, he has declared to Pharaoh, eita asher ha Elohim oseh, he gied far off. The 7 good keen cows are 7 years, and the 7 good ears are 7 years. The dream is one. Chalom, echad. And the 7 thin and ill-favored keen cattle that came up after them, 7 years, and the 7 empty ears blasted with the east wind shall be 7 years of famine. This, the thing which I have spoken to Paro, which I have spoken to Pharaoh, what ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the nature of natures, about to do, he sheweth to Pharaoh, he shows to Pharaoh, to who? Ha Davara. Asher dibarti illa paro asher ha Elohim ose hera eta paro. What Elohim is about to do, he showeth to Paro. Behold, there come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Mitzrayim, of Egypt, of Gibbet, of Kemet. And there shall arise after them 7 years of famine. And all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Mitzrayim, the land of Gibbet, and the land of Kemet, the land of Egypt. And the famine shall consume the land. And the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of the famine following. For it shall be very grievous. And for that the dream was doubled to Paro, Pharaoh, twice. It is because the thing is established by Ha-Elohim, by the true good, the true God. And Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, the nature of natures, will shortly bring it to pass. With Allah, he shanota ha-chloma il-paro. Pa e mayim kia nakona hadavara mayim ha Elohim uma mahira ha Elohim la esoto 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 esoto. Now, therefore, let Pharaoh look out a man, discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Mitzrayim. Set him over the land of Egypt. Let me Pharaoh do this, and let make him appoint officers over the land, and take up the fifth part of the land of Mitzrayim, the land of Gubit, the land of Kemet, of Egypt, in the seven plenteous years, and let them gather, may they gather all the food for those good years that come, and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them and make them keep food in the cities. And that food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Gubit, in the land of Kemet, the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. And the saying, and the thing, the ting was good in the eyes of Pharaoh, in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of all his servants. Vayomer Pharaoh illa evadayo. And Pharaoh said to his servants, can I find such as this, a man in whom the spirit of Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true God, the nature of nature, the nature of
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear. Shema Yisrael. Hear. Hear for the Shishi. Here for the third Aliyah, the third up offering, the third reading right here. For this Shabbat Miketz. Sabbath at the end, Shabbat Miketz, Sabbath from the end. Here for the Shalishi, the third reading here for this Shabbat Miketz. Here picking up the first book of Moses, the Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 41, here at verse 39 for the Shalishi. Vayomer Paro el Yosef, acherei Yehodia Elohim, otika. Et kol zot aina nabona v'chakam kamoka. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, for as much as Elohim hath shewed thee all this, there is none, no one so discreet and wise as thou art. Vayomer Paro il Yosef. And Pharaoh, Paro, said to Yosef, to Yosef, Achereya hodia Elohim otika, tika. For as much as Elohim, for as much as Elohim have shewed, made known to thee, known to thee, known to thee, all this, shown to the eye, all this, Achereya hodia Elohim otika, et kol zot, 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 zot Naron, we hakam, hamoka, 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 hamoka. None, no one so discreet and wise as thou shalt be over my house, and according to thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou, than the I. Ata, tihye, Allah, beiti, wa Allah, pika, yishak. Kol ami raka ha kiseya egdala mimeka ka ka. And Paro, Pharaoh, said to Yosef, see, I have set thee over all the land of Mitzrayim, all the land of Egypt. Vayomer Paro il Yosef re'ei. And Pharaoh said to Yosef, re'ei, see, re'ei. Natatiya otika Allah kola areta mitraim. See, re'e, I have set thee, I, over all the land of Egypt, over all the land of Mitraim. Re'e, natatiya otika Allah kola areta mitraim. And Paro, Pharaoh, took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Yosef's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, bow the knee,
bow the knee, bow the knee, bow.
Abrek. And they cried, bow the knee. They cried, Abrek. And he made him over all the land of Mitzrayim, all the land of Egypt. Vayarachev oto b'mirkaveta ha mishne asher lo vayayikreu le'efanayo avrek v'natona oto al kol aretz Mitzrayim. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. Vayarekev oto b'mirkaveta ha mishne asher lo. And they cried before him, vayikreu abrek. And they cried before him, vayikreu lefanayo abrek,
abrek,
abrek. Bow the knee, bend the knee, abrek. V'naton oto al kol aretz Mitzrayim. And he set him over all the land of Mitzrayim. And Paro, Pharaoh, said to Yosef, I, Faro, and without thee, I, shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Mitzrayim, in all the land of Egypt. Vayomer Paro el Yosef, and Pharaoh said to Joseph, Ani, Faro, ua bila adeka lo yarim isha eta yado we eta raglo bi kol areta Mitzrayim. I am Pharaoh. I am Pharaoh. Ani Pharaoh. U bila adeka, and without the I. Ua bila adeka lo yarum isha eta yado. And without the eye shall no man lift up his hand, eta raglo, or his foot, the kola areta Mitzrayim, in all the land of Mitzrayim. Joseph, rejected by his brethren, receives a Gentile bride, receives a bride of the nations. Verse 45. And Paro, Pharaoh, called Yosef's name Zafnata Paneach, Zafnat Paank Paneach. And he gave him to wife Leisha, to Orset, to Eshet. And he gave him to wife Asenat, the daughter of Potipherah, priest of On. And Joseph, Ayusef, Yawasaf. And Yosef went out over the land of Mitzrayim, all the land of Egypt. Vayayikra Faro Shem Yosef Zafnata Paneach. And Pharaoh called Yosef's name. Vayikra Faro Shem Yosef Zafnat Paneach Afnat Pa'neach. And he gave him to wife Leisha Asenat, the daughter of Potiphera, priest of On.
Priest of On.
Priest of On. Wa'itena lo etta Asenata bata Potiphera, Kohen On, Leisha. And Joseph went out over the land of Mitzrayim. Why it's a Yosef al aret Mitzrayim. And Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Paro, Pharaoh, Melech Mitzrayim, king of Mitzrayim, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Paro, presence of Pharaoh, and went throughout all the land of Mitzrayim, all the land of Kemet, all the land of Egypt, of Gibbet. And in the seven plenteous years, the earth brought forth by handfuls, and he gathered up all the food of the 7 years, which were in the land of Mitzrayim, and laid up the food in the cities. The food of the field, which was round about every city, laid he up in the same. And Yosef gathered corn as the sand of the sea, very much, enough, very much, until he left numbering, for it was without number. And to Joseph were born 2 sons, before the years of famine came, which Asenat, the daughter of Potiphera, priest Kohen of On, bear to him. And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for Elohim, said he, has made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. Vayikra Yosefa et Shema ha Bikora Minasha Kia Nashani Ki Nashani Elohim et Kola et Mali with et Kola Beita Avi. And Yosef called the name of the firstborn, Vayikra Yosefa et Shema Habakora Kor Menasseh, Kia Nashani Elohim, for Elohim hath made me forget Ki Nashani Elohim et Kola Imali. For Elohim, the true good, the true God, the nature of natures, has made me forget all my toil. Kia Nashani Elohim et Kola Imali, and all my father's house, where Eit Kol Beit Avi. And the name of the second called he Ephraim, for Elohim has caused I to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. With Eit Hashem Hasheni Yakara Ephraim Kia Hifa Arani Elohim Be'eretz Anayi. And the name of the second, with Eit Hashem Hasheni, called he Kara Ephraim, for Elohim hath made me fruitful. Kia hifarani Elohim, for Elohim hath made I fruitful. Kia hifarani Elohim be'aretza onayi, in the land of onayi, in the land of my affliction. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, Gevir Yisrael, hear for the Rabbi. For the Rabbi, here for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth offering up, here for this Shabbat Miketz, Sabbath from the end, Sabbath at the end. Here, picking up with the first book of Moses, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 41, here at verse 53, for the Rabbi, here for the fourth reading, the fourth Aliyah, the fourth offering, for this Shabbat Miketz, Sabbath at the end, Sabbath from the end. Kaleina Sheva Shnei Ha Shava Asher Haya Bi Eretza Mitzrayim. And the 7 years of plenteousness, and the 7 years of plenteousness that was in the land of Egypt, the land of Mitzrayim, were ended. Watika Leina Shava, Shene, Ha, Shava, Asher, Haya, Bit, Eretz Amit, Rahim. The 7 years of dearth began to come according as Yosef had said. And the dearth was in all lands. But in all the land of Mitzrayim, there was bread. And when all the land of Mitzrayim was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said to all the Egyptians, go to Yosef, what he saith to you, do. Aliku il Yosef Asher Yomara Lakem Ta'su. Go to Yosef, Yawasaf, Ayusef, what he saith to you, do. Aliku il Yosef Asher Yomara Lakem Ta'su. And the famine was over all the face of the earth. The famine was al kol pneha aret, over all the face of the earthly plain. And Yosef and Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold to the Egyptians. And the famine waxed sore in the land of Mitzrayim. And all countries came to Mitzrayim, came to Kemet, came to Egypt, came to Gibbet, to Yosef, to Joseph, to buy corn, because that the famine was sore in all land. And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, Gevir Yisrael. Here, first book of Moses, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 42. Joseph, rejected by his brethren, preserves them. Compare and contrast Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 16. Here, Genesis chapter 42. Yosef, rejected by his brethren, preserves them. Now, when Jacob saw that there was corn in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, Jacob said to his sons, why do y'all look one upon another? Wayare'e Ya'ikob ki yesha shever bi Mitzrayim. Why yomer Ya'ikob le banayo? Lama titarao. Now Ya'ikob saw that there was corn in Egypt. Why yare'e Ya'ikob ki yesha shever bi Mitzrayim? And Ya'ikob and Jacob said to his sons, why yomer Ya'ikob le banayo? Lama titarao? Why? Lama? Do y'all look one upon another? Titarao. And he said, behold, I have heard that there is corn in Mitzrayim, in Egypt. Get you down thither, there, and buy for us, for I and I, from there, that we may live and not die. And Joseph's 10 brethren went down to buy corn in Mitzrayim in Egypt. But Benjamin, Yosef's ach, Yosef's wendim, Joseph's brother, Ya'ikob, Jacob sent not with his brethren. For he said, lest peradventure mischief befall him. And he said, Ki amar pena yika ara heinu. Ason. Ki amar pena yika ara heinu. Ason. Lest perhaps prevention harm befall him. And the sons of Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, the children of Yisrael, came to buy. Among those that came, for the famine was in the land of Canaan, and Joseph was the governor over the land. He it was that sold to all the people of the land, and Joseph's brethren came and bowed down themselves before him with their faces to the earth. And Joseph saw his brethren, and he knew them, but he made himself strange to them and spake roughly to them. He said to them, whence come ye? Whence come y'all? From where? Come y'all. Come y'all. Come y'all. And they said, from the land of Canaan to buy food. And Joseph knew his brethren, but they knew not him. And Joseph remembered the dreams which he dreamed of them, and said to them, ye spies, y'all spies, to see the nakedness of the land, y'all are come. And they said to him, nay, no, my lord, but to buy food are thy servants come. Lo Adoni, why bateka baua lishabara okel. We, I and I, all one man's sons. We, I and I, true, thy servants are no spies. Kulanu abnei isha echada nachnua kenim enachnua lo hayu ebadeka. And he said to them, nay, nah, but to see the nakedness of the land, ye, y'all, are come. Why you marry lehem? Lo, kia erwata ha'aretza batema, liro. And they said, thy servants, 12 brethren, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And behold, the youngest is this day with our father, and one not. Kulama bnu isha echada nachnu akenim nachnu lo hayu evadeka miraglim vayomer lehem lo ki erata haaretza batema lerota vayomru shneima Asara Ivadeka Achim Enachnu Abnei Isha Echada Be'aretza Kna'ana Wehineya Hakatona Eta Avinu Hayom Weha Echada Einenu. And one is not. Weha Echad Einenu. And Joseph said to them, that I spake to you, saying, ye, y'all, spies. Vayomer lehem Yosef, hu asher divarti lekem lemor miraglim atem. And Joseph said to them, that is it. Hu asher divarti, that is it that I spoke to you. Hu asher divarti lekem lemor miraglim atem. Y'all are spies, miraglim atem. Hereby, y'all, ye shall be proved. By the life of Pharaoh, ye, y'all, shall not go forth hence from here, except your youngest brother come hither. Come hither. Hereby y'all shall be proved. Bezota tivachenu. Chei Pharaoh. As Pharaoh liveth. Chei Pharaoh. Yima tetzhua mizek. Yima beo. Iachikem. Hakatona hina. Y'all shall not go forth hence except your youngest brother come hither, come here. Sent one of you, shilchu mikem echad. Send one of you, shilchu mikem echad. Echad, send echad, one of you, shilchu mikem echad. And let him fetch your brother, and ye all shall be kept in prison, that your words may be proved, whether there be truth in you, or else by the life of Pharaoh, by the life of Pharaoh, surely y'all are spies. Shilchu mikem echad. We yikach et achikem. We atem he asoru. We yibachenu divarekem ha emetaitekem vehim lo che faro kia miraglim atem. Send one of you and let him fetch your brother, and ye all shall be bound, that your words may be proved, whether there be truth in you, or else, as Pharaoh liveth, surely, surely y'all are spies. Weim lo che Pharaoh kia miraglim atem, 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 atem. And he put them all together into ward 3 days. And Yosef and Joseph said to them the third day, this do and live, for I fear, I reverence, I respect Elohim.
Elohim.
Respect, respect, Anetcha, 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 Anetcha. Yaye sofao tama ela mishamara shelosheta yamin. And he put them all together into ward 3 days. Vayomer leke, vayomer elehem. Vayomer lehem. And he said to them, Yosef, Joseph said to them, Bayoma hashlishi, on the third day, Zota esu, wechiyu eta ha'elohim. Ani yae, this do and live. Zota esu, 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 wechiyu, wechiyu, and live. Wechiyu eta ha'elohim. Ani yare, for I reverence Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the nature of nature, of nature, of nature, of nature. Ani yare, yare, et Ha Elohim, et Ha Elohim. Ani, ani, yare, yare, yare.
Here, gonna pause as we're heading into the eve of the eighth day of Hanukkah. First day service coming forward. So Joseph the Aton, Joseph the Aton in Mitzrayim, this is my Tawi, Tameri. Yeah, his brothers come down to buy some khan and ting and ting and ting. Well, stay tuned. 5th, 6th, and 7th Aliyah right here, as well as day 8 to fulfill right here in the season, the Hanukkah, Shavuot Tov, good strong.
Anta Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam.
Shavuot Tov, Shavuot Tov, Shavuot Tov, Shavuot Tov, Shavuot Tov, Shavuot, Shavuot, referring to the week, or more correctly, like the seven days to come, the Shavua, modern Hebrew Shavua. But right here on that theme right there from the fourth Aliyah, send the Khan, Tabathor and Khan, they came to buy Khan. Charlie Chaplin, what the man say?
Me girlfriend, no give me argument. Me girlfriend, a high school student. Me girlfriend.
in a high school school then. Said in sentence, just take me call high school. Said the big girl have to stick to the rule. Some of them wise and some of them fool. Some favor dance and some favor null. Just some of them spent or some of 12 inch rule. Just some of them sat and say dung pan school. Just come if we walk and talk with your love in our heart. Walk and talk with your love in our heart. Your love is like a morning sun. Not it that your love is like a day just begun. But if a fish will keep his mouth shut, he would never get caught.
Joseph says the brothers came to buy a con, and Joseph spinning upon them. Right here for the Hanukkah season, right here, Temple Rockers and the outro. Yes, I tune in for the Sunday service at the top of the hour, right here for the Hanukkah, and theme with the reason for the season, Joseph and his brothers. Listen.
Keep the fire burning, boy, yo, really and truly.
Give it on.
Why you know? See the walls of stuff, a new car, who has stuff, a new car.
Israelite. Rastafari, really and truly, Linville Thompson right there with the Sivivon, spin them dub. Check out the Temple Rockers right here, here, call in. Sunday service, first day service beginning right now. Yes, I tune in.